Hi, I'm the guy that supports The Current Thing. And right now, the current thing that I support with all my heart is Ukraine.
The flag's upside down.
Really? Oh, I thought the yellow went on top. Anytime there's a single narrative being pervasively broadcast with no room for dissent, you know it's gotta be true. I get on board real quick. Here's my new profile pic. It's been a long couple of years of tirelessly virtue signaling about different things, but I'm not gonna slow down. Stay at home to slow the spread. I still haven't left. 2 weeks for life, baby. Then it was defund the police, then build back better with Hunter's dad, then get the shot, get the booster, and then get another booster, and then get the third booster. And now it's all about supporting Ukraine. Yeah, I'm starting a movement to defund the trees because trees are still growing in Russia, and that's not right. I've taken painstaking efforts to investigate the Ukraine-Russia situation. 100% of my research involves me sitting in front of the TV with my eyes open and my thinking suspended. Now, surprisingly, what my research has concluded is true is exactly what the news has told me is true. To be informed, you gotta turn the TV on and your mind off. This situation is not complex. Here's what I've learned. Ukraine is good and Russia is bad. It's that simple. There's really no nuance to this situation. Hey, John, will you denounce Russia?
Why?
Because I'll burn your house down if you don't.
All right, Russians are bad people.
Thank you. Oh yeah, we should totally go to war, especially as long as it's other people's children going over to die. But World War III, think about it, there's no downside. And everyone loves a trilogy. When I'm not washing my own thinking from my brain with the latest breaking news, I spend a lot of time trolling companies online to get them to suspend operations in Russia. Yeah, thanks to people like me putting relentless anger-fueled pressure on them, McDonald's isn't serving people in Russia anymore. Devastating! Like, what's gonna happen to the Russians when they're not constantly eating the most unhealthy food on the planet? We'll probably get weaker. Dude, we got Netflix to stop streaming in Russia.
Just gonna check and see if Putin surrendered yet.
Oh, and Visa, MasterCard, and American Express have frozen all transactions on the Russians. That is awesome. Preventing innocent people from buying things like food, that will definitely stop the Russian military eventually. It's brilliant, just think about it. The Russians are ruled by an evil dictator who doesn't care about them. So by harming the innocent people that Putin doesn't care about, it'll probably get him to open his heart and stop invading Ukraine. And advocating for this kind of thing definitely shows everyone how great of a person I am. Oh, I'm a good person, so I fully support putting innocent Russians through increased hardship because I'm told to think it's the right thing to do. We need more love in this world. I hate Russians. And if you don't hate Russians, then you are clearly not hateful enough to be qualified as a good person in my book. Oh, cool. BlackRock just suspended all operations in Russia. When an evil company that's single-handedly trying to destroy the world as we know it boycotts Russia, then you know it's the right thing to do. Mathematically speaking, here's the results of all my I support Ukraine efforts. People in Ukraine actually being helped? Zero. People online knowing they should think more highly of me? 10. But from my past I support the current thing efforts, I've learned that math is racist. So these numbers are completely irrelevant. So I'm gonna keep pushing the needle of narcissism forward. Because Ukraine needs me too. Zelensky is my hero, brave. Just sending out a tweet. I'm inspired by all the heroic things the news tells me he does. As the I support the current thing guy, I've put in a lot of effort the past 2 years advocating for forcing people to stay at home, cover their faces, and advocating for mandates that eliminate personal choice when it comes to someone's body. Sacrificing freedom and democracy for the greater good is the right thing to do. And if you don't think so, then you just want people to die. And I'll tell you this, we need to send our military to Ukraine to protect freedom and democracy. And if you don't think so because you don't want people to die, then you're a far-right extremist Putin science denier. I'll be honest with you, with the whole pandemic, I eventually stopped trusting the media. I could see through their propaganda to their lies and corruption. After 2 years of lies, they lost my trust. But they wouldn't share anything other than the unequivocal truth about Russia and Ukraine, right? They wouldn't have any incentive to perpetuate any sort of propaganda. And I don't even think they'd be capable of such a thing, even if they wanted to. It's not like you can convince millions of people to believe a lie. I don't think that's possible. People aren't that dumb. I don't know what it is, but I feel so much safer when people agree with me about the current thing. Dude, Starbucks just cut off Russia. This is so helpful. Do you think it's possible to cut off the air supply to Russia? But when people have a different perspective about the current thing than the one me and the media share, I feel so unsafe that I go into a fit of rage and want to smear the person and destroy their life. All in an effort to help Ukraine. I'm pretty sure mass formation psychosis only works with COVID. Hey, why aren't you wearing any blue or yellow? Dude, wouldn't it be great if we started taking the people who don't support Ukraine and locking them into camps? Some people say Zelensky is an abusive dictator himself who's locked his political rivals in prison. No, based on my personal experience in Ukraine by watching the news, I know this is simply not what I'm willing to believe. It's clearly Russian misinformation, probably found on Hunter's laptop, which also doesn't exist based on what the media that I trust has told me. Hunter sure does love Ukraine though, doesn't he? Supporting Ukraine with every ounce of my being is something I will never stop doing because it's so near and dear to my heart. Unless a new thing comes up that'll help me stand taller as a lamb amongst sheep. Hey there, my friend. If you're a freedom lover, I'd invite you to check out my full line of freedom merch. New pieces are being added all the time. And go to awakenwithjp.com and enjoy spreading the freedom vibes. I want to thank the sponsor of today's video, Primal Life Organics, and the Red Blue LED Light Teeth Whitening System. Primal Life Organics is the only teeth whitening system that I use. I'll tell you why in a second. But first, I want to tell you what Primal Life Organics can't do. They can't answer why my wife wants all these pillows on every bed in our house. They're uncomfortable. We don't use them. We have to move them each night when we go to bed and put them back on in the morning. I don't understand. But Primal Life Organics does a beautiful job of whitening my teeth. The system uses an LED light mouthpiece with blue light to whiten your teeth, red light to soothe inflammation of your gums, and both at the same time to do both at the same time. And along with that is a food grade all natural teeth whitening gel. I've spent many years wanting whiter teeth, but the problem I kept running into is most of the teeth whitening products on the market contain harmful peroxides that can actually damage and denature your teeth, along with being simply chemicals that are toxic to your body. But Primal Life Organics steps in and solves that problem. So here's the two things I love most about Primal Life Organics. One, the teeth whitening system really works. And two, it's all natural, so it completely aligns with my natural health values. It's free of the chemicals, it's free of the harmful peroxides. It uses the LED light mouthpiece along with the food grade teeth whitening gel. But I'll tell you this, where Primal Life Organics fails, along with not being able to answer why my wife wants all these pillows on the bed, is Primal Life Organics is very uninclusive to people without teeth. But we'll worry about that later. If you want to enjoy having a whiter smile, then just go to naturalteethwhiteners.com/JP to pick up your Primal Life Organics teeth whitening system. And because you're a viewer of mine, at that link, you get a full 60% off the teeth whitening system. Enjoy.